Good afternoon. We're excited about having the opportunity to prepare and ultimately play in our third preseason game. Obviously, still looking for our first victory, and even though it's preseason, that's important to us and significant. Obviously, you step in stadiums with the intent of winning, and we haven't done that yet. So there's a little edge to our preparation this week. Even though it is what it can be characterized as a mock regular in-season week, obviously it is not. Just from a timing standpoint, we're coming off of a Monday night game and we're playing on Saturday. But much like I told the men, there'll be these type of weeks during the course of a season, and they're not only getting a sense of the rhythm of how we work here back at the Southside, but also a sense of how we might deal with that. We look forward to proceeding in this game, developing some legitimate game plan things situationally, particularly areas that we haven't excelled in. Be good to put together a third down plan, a red zone plan, things of that nature, and hopefully it manifests itself in terms of production on the field. From an injury standpoint, you know, we're going to have an inclusive type mentality. We're going to leave the door open for people that are nursing minor injuries or working themselves back from injuries. Guys like Isaac Redman, who experienced a stinger, we'll leave the light on for him. Larod Stevens-Howling, who has a minor MCL sprain, who's participating today. We'll see what that participation looks like. David Johnson, of course, practiced yesterday. We'll see how his body responds to that work as we continue throughout the course of the week. I think the same could be said for Cortez Allen and others, whether it's Terry Hawthorne, Nick Williams. Just got a lot of people nursing minor injuries that are associated with training camp in preseason like football, and we'll give those guys to the 11th hour to prove that they're ready so they can make a state, so they can state a case for themselves in terms of being involved in this thing. The significant injury that we've been working with the last several days is Le'Veon Bell. We've got some clarity on that. He's got a midfoot sprain. He won't be participating this week, but we are optimistic and encouraged. It has developed how it's developed over the last 48 or 72 hours. He's doing some things without discomfort, some rehabilitation-like exercises. It won't be surgically repaired or need to be surgically repaired. So all of those things are positive. I don't have a long-range schedule. All I can say is at this point, we'll treat it conservatively with rehabilitation, and we can just declare him out for this week. But in the big scheme of things, that is encouraging news. I'll be happy to address any questions anyone might have.
Mike, is it something that Bell could be ready for the start of the season?
You know, I hadn't asked, to be honest with you. It was just great to hear that, you know, it is what it is. It's a foot sprain, that he's out this week, and that he's perking up day by day. So I'm focusing my energy on those that will be participating this week. And next time I visit with the doctors as we come out of this next football game, I'll get more information regarding where he is.
Mike, so certainly the 6 to 8 weeks that was predicted by some, that's very high in your
opinion? I don't get caught up in those predictions. Sometimes guys throw lines in the water just to see if something sticks. I don't know where that came from. That was never expressed by any of our medical experts. That's just today's NFL in terms of when you're dealing with injuries.
Mike, just so I was clear, did you say it won't need any surgery or anything?
It will not.
Yeah.
Like, is it a Liz Frank, or
is there? It's a midfoot sprain. I guess the Liz Frank is involved in some way, but it's not a Liz Frank tear like Matt Spaeth experienced that will require surgery. The correct description of it is a midfoot sprain, I've been told by medical experts, not that I know.
Mike, is Beecham pushing anyone for a starting job on the offensive line?
You know, he's doing a nice job, and obviously in order to do that, you got to nail him down and give him some consistent participation at one position. He played tackle last week. He's playing tackle again this week, so he'll be given an opportunity to make a case for himself in that regard. But also you got to acknowledge that this guy is versatile. We've asked him to work at center and guard, and he's done a great job at both. So he has value, but we're not going to put him in a box. We're going to give him an opportunity to ascend like we'll give anyone an opportunity to ascend, even though he's doing multiple things.
Mike, without a Bell, then how will you use your two backs?
You know, really it just depends on who's available. Like I mentioned, some of those guys are coming off of minor training camp like Nick's. We'll watch their participation as this practice week unfolds, and we'll make that determination probably at the 11th hour.
Mike, one of the reasons you guys drafted Le'Veon was because he was so durable. I mean, a lot of touches in college. It's been a bumpy few weeks for him. You view it as more of an anomaly than you're not at the point where you're going to get concerned that this may be a...
I'm not concerned at all. If you play football, you get hurt. It's part of it.
Like, these rookies, they come out right after the season. They got to get in shape for the combine. Then it's pro day. Then it's draft. Then right into spring, they're proving themselves. Is there a better way? I mean, doesn't that take a toll on these rookies?
I'm sure it does. It's just a part of the process. They're trying to state a case for themselves to improve their draft position. We're trying to evaluate them. It's just the system as it is. I think it's very functional. I think it's a lot of productive things associated with it. Obviously, there may be some negative things associated with it, but it is our system. It is a system that we utilize in today's NFL, and I think it's functioning very well. You're always capable of stating a case of some of the negativity associated with it, injury and so forth. The bottom line, I'm sure some of those negative things can just be attributed to the transition itself. The NFL game is a bigger, faster, more violent game than college football.
Mike, what is your plan for Ben and some of the starters? And having three games in 11 days, does it impact how you use guys?
I haven't let that impact how we utilize guys because we have so many guys. It'd be different if we were, navigating that with a 53-man roster. We're navigating it with 90, so it's less of a concern. There's not as many snaps available to people under those circumstances. Like we always do in all third preseason games, it's our intent to play a complete half with our first wave, if you will, and kind of play it by ear as we move into the second half. That's been our practice in the past, and as I sit here today, those are our intentions.
Mike, tight end wise, you got David Johnson back yesterday. As far as the way you see your tight ends evolving while Heath heals, how does David fit into that mix right now?
I don't have the answer to that because I've just seen him work for one day, and I really don't have an understanding of how his body's responded to that work. So it's hard to etch out a role or a division of labor for him without that understanding of what he can get done in a functional manner. So we'll be watching him close and counting his reps over the course of the next couple of days and seeing how he responds to the work and how he performs within the work. And that's just something that we're going to have to answer over the next couple of days. I don't necessarily have an answer to that right now. I will tell you this, if he's healthy and all things are positive, we're going to utilize David Johnson in the football game.